Christmas Eve, and of course, all part of the Dwayne's World team and the SEN track team, and anything else that pops up on radio is our man Campbell Brown, and he's kind enough to join us on Christmas Eve. Have you looked under the tree, and what's there for you?
Oh, hopefully there's plenty of presents. So I'm not a big buyer of presents. I leave a lot of that up to the missus. I think she's got better taste than me. So there's a lot of presents for the kids, and I'm scrambling today to get hers, as some listeners might attest. But Merry Christmas, Goss. It's been a great year.
It certainly has. And interesting enough, so if you've got the joint account, she will see what time and what date you purchased her present. So if it's the 24th of December at 4 o'clock, she'll know she was an afterthought. Have you got any inkling, and our listeners might be able to help you out, Brown Dog, just in regards to what she might want for Christmas? Does she need a new putter, a new driver, maybe a lawnmower or a vacuum cleaner?
I know that she's been ordering a hell of a lot of dresses on eBay and things like that over the whole isolation period. So I feel like I've already got her multiple presents. Yeah. But I reckon you can't go wrong for a little gift voucher to a winery or a night stay somewhere. That's what I might go to.
Yeah. Something for you to go along to as well. Nothing for her.
That's right.
Something you can enjoy as well. A bit of 50-50 action. I like your style. All righty, and let's take a look at, have you got a winner for us over Christmas? Because if we are purchasing over Christmas, we do need to get something back into the skyrocket. What do you got for us?
Yeah, we certainly do. Today, there's a couple I'm really keen on at Ipswich, and that looks, they're short, so we're going to have to multi them up.
Yes.
There's a David Van Dyke runner in race number two called Kerchak, and if you go back and watch its replay of its debut performance, where it was three wide and did a bit wrong, and it streaked the rest of the field and just found one better, that's running today in race two. It's number three.
Yep.
They haven't missed it, the bookies, because it's about $1.40. So too short, as I mentioned, but we'll be gobsmacked if it doesn't win with Ryan Maloney in the saddle. And we're going to multi that up with Ryan Maloney again in race number three, the Tony Gollan runner, number one, Auron, at around the $2.25 mark. So both of those on form and the way that the race should be run will be winning. And look, it's not going to change Christmas, but it'll pay about $3.10 if you multi them up. And that can be a nice little Christmas present on Christmas Eve. And then, Boxing Day, my favourite day of the year, Goss.
Is it?
NFL, NBA, the cricket, the races.
Yeah.
It's just one of the great afternoons to sit
Sydney
back.
Sydney to Hobart's on, Brad Dog.
That's there. Don't forget that. In fact, that's something on my bucket list. I want to get involved
really?
In a Sydney to Hobart one year. Yeah, not because I like boating, but I reckon it'd just be pretty cool to do.
Yeah, it would be. It would be cool to do. I'd vomit by the time we got out of the heads, I reckon. By the time we got out past the Sydney Harbour, since I go past the Opera House, I'd be chucking my guts up.
Knowing my luck, I'll get on a boat that takes 2 weeks. You know, not like one of the supercars.
Or turns left and goes up to the Whitsundays when he should be going right. You get some dodgy navigator. All righty. So tell me about the Boxing Day tips. Where are we looking?
All right. So while we're sitting back eating the cold ham from the day before, we're going to go to Caulfield.
Yeah.
And this has got a little AFL flavour to it. In race number two, horse one, the Mar Eustace runner called Jamara, which I know the owner is an avid Western Bulldog supporter. And this thing won really, really well at Bendigo last start and has come through that in terrific order. And it's going to be a bit harder going to town. But Johnny Allen on board and the Mar Eustace team really think that this is a progressive colt that can measure up. So it's about $9.50, Jamara. Bit like the namesake, ordinary on debut, unbelievable second up. So let's hope that third up it can go again. And we roll that into the next race, race three. Jezalenko, number 13, New Beauty, the Allerton runner, which was a really good win at last start. It's 5.50 in a very open race, and it's drawn the car park. So Jamie Carr, who we must say is not in great form, she's taken a little while to find her feet again since the suspension. She'll need to do her absolute best here on Jezalenko, but I like both of them, and they're nice prices. So if you're a an wow. Omen footy fan, Jamara into Jezelenko, that could be a nice Boxing Day.
It certainly would be. Race 2, number 1, and race 3, number 15. That is a massive little play for everybody. So race 2, number 3 at Ipswich today, Kerchak. Race 3, number 1, Oran. So that's 23:31. And then it is, again, on Boxing Day at Caulfield, it is 21, Jamara, 3 and 13, Jezelenko. So race 2, race 3, 1 and 13. Interesting, I saw a Jamie Carr post on Instagram, and I think her and her better half, Clayton Douglas, took a horse up to Wangaratta, didn't go any good, and they said this is what you do when your horse runs too slow, and he's loaded up in the back of the car with chips and drinks and all sorts of things. So it was a bit of a wasted trip, but good to see her. She hasn't lost her sense of humour, even though she's struggling to find a winner or three. Hey, how's Boxing Day looking for you for the cricket? We're talking about, you know, you're having a punt and you know, all the good things. What are you expecting the Boxing Day test, mate? And do you have any English friends that you'd like to sort of rub their noses into it, you reckon?
I've always got some English friends out there that they always have high expectations, and they get brought back to earth with a bit of a thud here in Australia. So it's been a nice start by the Aussies. They've just about played flawless cricket, I reckon, the last two tests. I haven't seen too many catches go down. I know that keeper Carey could have potentially taken Butler when he was on zero, but geez, they're fielding and bowling has been first rate. So, you know, you'd expect England to make some changes, and they just need to build some partnerships, Goss. That's the thing that they've been lacking. They haven't been able to really dig in and you know, build those big, long partnerships. But I'm going to be there on day four. So hopefully, the Wednesday, the test is still alive. I'll be absolutely filthy if I get there day four. It's a half a session.
You'll get there and they'll open the gates for everybody else.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on in for
free. With the new mask mandate too. You'll see a very angry brown dog leaving.
Hey, just before we let you go, SEN Track's been a wonderful success this year. You're a big part of that, of course. Do you want to pay any tribute to the third person self-congratulator winner, of course, in our man David Taggart, and also the Sebi Award going to Miles Fitzner? I mean, it's a wonderful achievement for the crew from SEN Track to dominate both of those awards on off the bench.
Two very worthy winners, I'll say that. And just when I thought the Tags couldn't surpass and top what he'd previously done, he'd find another way of just talking himself up and bringing praise where there shouldn't have been any towards him. So he was a moral to win that from a very early stage. Miles Fitzner was a surprise packet. I thought he came into SEN Track this time last year, a pretty humble young man. And you know, he's been unbelievable on the tips this year, but we've just seen that confidence level grow to a point where he's the rising star in the self-congratulator, and I don't see anyone knocking those two off their perch for a very long time.
No, I agree with you. And if Twitter is any indication of a person who pumps their own tyres up any more about how well they're on the tip or the punt, Miles Fitzner is dead set going to be the black caviar. He is I've never known a bloke to pump up his success rate on Twitter more than Miles. He's unbelievable, Fitzmagic.
He is. He's the best. And look, I'll say this. When you tip day to day, you don't get as much credit as sometimes you think you deserve. Every time you tip a loser, they tell you. But if we're not patting ourselves on the back, sometimes we don't get a pat at all, Goss. So I've been known to just sort of, you know, pump myself up a few times too, and there might only be a $2.10 winner, but
you'll take it. You'll take it. Exactly. Better than bank interest. Hey, good on your brown dog. Good chat. Have a great Christmas, mate. Enjoy Boxing Day. It is the best day of the year. There's no doubt about that. But the best part of Christmas Day for me is Christmas night, when you've taken care of all the in-laws and all the hassles and all the fighting and spoken to all the people you don't want to speak to, and you lay on the lounge and you go, it's over for another 365 days.
Spot on. Thanks, Goss. Have a great Christmas, and thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
He's a great man. Brown Dog Campbell Brown, all part of the SEN family, SEN Track. He's an absolute legend. Follow him on social media as well. He's a very humorous man, and I'd love to see him on the Sydney to Hobart. We would have a throw-up competition, there's no doubt. Let us know if you want to get in touch with us, of course, on the text line, Temper Tech 0433 98 11 16. This is Dwayne's World.